Hello and welcome to St Andrew's and All Saints Online and our contemporary service. And a happy Easter to you all, wherever you are, whether you've been on holiday or you continue to work. I hope Easter has proved a hopeful and joyful season for you amongst everything. So who's enjoying the easing of the restrictions? Anybody been to the pub yet? Been out for a meal? Met some friends? I know that a lot of you are beginning to catch up with family and friends at this time, which is fantastic. More of that, I hope, in the coming weeks. Now, if you're a member of St Andrew's, you will know that we are going to have our APCM this morning. And so this is a much shorter service. We're going to be about 30 minutes and then that will roll into our Zoom APCM, which you can join. All the details are on our mailing. So, but just before we start also, you'll need a pen and paper later. So I don't know if you want to pause this and grab that or get that at some point, but you'll need a pen and paper. Now, before we sing our first song this morning, I want to say, to read to us Psalm 150, which starts by calling us to praise the Lord. Now, we may be in all sorts of different moods and places, and perhaps this morning you don't particularly feel like praising the Lord. But as we reflect on Easter and remember what Jesus did for us on the cross, the fact that he went to the cross for you, for me, for all of us, it is a thing, however difficult life may be or how wonderful life is at the moment, it is a time to focus and remember what Jesus did for us. So in light of that, let me read Psalm 150 to us. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the tambourine and the dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So wherever you are, praise the Lord. Make a joyful sound. I encourage you this morning. And let us enjoy and remember what God has done for us on the cross. So let us sing, Jesus Christ, my living hope.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior,
Jesus Christ is our living hope. Lord Heavenly Father, help us to know that living hope today and every day. In Jesus' name, Amen. And now Rob's going to do the reading for us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
The reading today is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 to 10. Thanksgiving for the Thessalonians' faith. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labour prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering, with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, let me add my welcome to that of Peter's. And today I want to just share some reflections looking back on 2020 and looking forward to this next season as my reflections really for our annual church meeting. And if you're watching this on Sunday morning, then please do join us on Zoom at 11:15 for our APCM. Details of that are on the mailing. So I was wondering what passage I wanted to share with you, which communicated what I wanted to say, really, as we reflect on one of the most challenging years churches have ever had to face. And in the end, I landed on this passage from the opening of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, a letter of encouragement to a church who had faced significant sufferings and struggles. We always thank our God for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, Paul says, remembering your work produced by faith, your labour prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul goes on to express how through the power of the Holy Spirit, God had been at work in them despite the severe suffering they faced, and that the message of the gospel had spread out from them into surrounding areas and beyond because of their faithfulness and obedience. And in so many ways, that's what I want to say to all of you too. I want to encourage you, you know, that even in these difficult times of this last year, you know, God has been at work and there is so much to be encouraged about and to say thank you for. And I want to say thank you for your work over this last year, your work produced by faith. Thank you to all those who've helped keep our services going online and in person when we've been allowed to meet, and especially Derek here and the rest of the tech team who've done an amazing job. Thank you to those who have been involved with engaging our community in new and creative ways with things like the Nativity Trail and the Easter Journey. Thank you to all those who have produced children's videos and mentored our youth and cared for the youngest members in our congregations. Thank you for your labour prompted by love. Thank you to all those who have supported others and cared for others by visiting, praying, shopping, ringing up and listening on the telephone. Thank you to all those who contributed to all the different amazing bags that we've produced in this last year. Boredom bags, bags of hope, Christmas and Easter bags for our Holiday at Home team. Thank you to all those who've served at the community pantry and been involved in the cook and eat ventures with the community there. Thank you to all those who have been key workers serving our communities, the NHS workers and teachers in our congregations in particular. And thank you for your endurance and hope. Thank you for being committed to persevere in prayer, and it's been so encouraging to see how we've found so many new ways to pray over this last year. Midday prayer, churches together, Zoom prayer, evening prayer together. Thank you for those who've continued to give financially to the work of the church to enable us to be still in a good, strong financial position despite the hardships. Thank you for being hope bringers in all the different ways that you've done this year out on your front lines, particularly in your neighbourhoods. Thank you for all those who shared their stories on our Advent calendar of hope, all those amazing stories and vulnerable stories of hope, which have been shared far and wide, actually around the globe. You know, I could go on, but please do take time to read and pray through our annual review for this year. There are some copies at the back of church here, and otherwise you can get it online. Just to see all that God has been doing through us in this last year. And you know, that's what I really want to stress, that this has been God's work that we've had the privilege of joining in with. and we give him the glory. You know, that's what our strapline's about, isn't it, as a church? Partnering with God in the flourishing of our communities. And I want to say our communities have flourished more in the last year because of you allowing God to be at work through you. And we've also seen the Holy Spirit lead us into new areas and new ministries, in particular just new openings, I think, within our communities. God's been doing something in reconnecting us with our communities and our neighbours. We think of the work at the Octagon, the new ministries at the Octagon, that Helen particularly has been championing and others. We think of the early bird service, where we now regularly get 10 or 11 young families, some of whom weren't connected with church at all a year ago, who join us on Zoom every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, which is just such a joy and an encouragement. And we've seen the Holy Spirit take old ministries and lead us to do them differently. You know, we've had to take Alpha online. We weren't sure whether it was going to work or not. We finished the last course, the most recent course this week. And it's been so encouraging to have several of the guests on the course coming to faith in the last year and several others moving on in their faith. And I want to encourage you to read Denise's story, which is on our website and on our mailing this week, and which is just a lovely example of how God has been at work through so many different people and different connections, bringing her just to church and to God in these last few weeks. So much to be encouraged about, despite the struggles. So thank you. But what's about now? What are our priorities in this next season as we look forwards? Well, firstly, I want to say this is going to be a season of reflection and a season of gentle, slow replanting. I came across a great quote from Oswald Chambers that several church leaders have been mulling over recently, which said this. Said, beware of paying attention or going back to what you once were when God wants you to be something that you've never been. Beware of paying attention or going back to what you once were when God wants you to be something that you've never been. You might remember my rector's review at our last APCM back in October, using the analogy of the kinetic building site and God wanting to build something new from the old. And I think we need to continue to press into and pray into that. You know, I'm convinced God's just not calling us just to jump back as we come out of lockdown into the old service patterns and old ways of doing everything. But he's calling us to take our time in these coming weeks to pray and reflect together and invite him to lead us and show us where he wants to take us and how he wants to shape us and replant us in this new season. And that's about much more than just being about what we do as a church, our service patterns and our mission and outreach. But I think it's about how God wants us to be. Really importantly as well. And thinking of some of the things that God's been doing in us over the last year, particularly thinking about just developing new rhythms and priorities in us that he wants us to be shaped by. Perhaps holding on to some of those lessons of the ruthless elimination of hurry that we looked at before Christmas, of silence, of Sabbath, of slowing down. I think they're going to be really important that God's calling us to press into. I think reigniting our commitment to prayer, to regular prayer on our own and communally, and worship too, reigniting our passion for worship, not just in church and won't it be great when we can come back and sing again, but in the whole of our lives. Just really remembering that message from Ezra, I think, that when the remnant came back to Jerusalem, when they returned, what did they first rebuild? The altar and their worship. It's going to be a priority for us in the coming weeks. And I think being open to God doing a new thing is even more important in the light of some of the staff changes that are ahead. You know, sadly, Peter is going to have to move on at some point in the next few months and won't be replaced certainly immediately as a curate and may not be for quite a while. Eddie moves on in the summer, and we've just been shortlisting this week, and we're going to be interviewing a week on Sunday the 25th, for his replacement. You know, there are several significant changes ahead, and that's part of God coming in and just shaping us into something new. And so we're going to take our time in the coming weeks and months to reflect and pray and talk together and really to seek God as to how he wants to replant us, what we're to hold on to from the last year, what we're to let go of from before, what we're to change in the way we do things, and just to be open to him rebuilding us and taking us forwards. But secondly, it's also going to be a season of reconnecting and a season of recovery. You know, the last year has been really difficult for so many, and it's been hard being apart, hasn't it? And many in our churches and our community will come out of this difficult time in need of healing and refreshment and restoration. During Friday prayers a few weeks ago, Peter was given an image, a picture of a newly born calf. Just picture that newly born calf and just all wobbly and unsteady, trying to get up onto its feet. And you know, I think that's how we're going to be as a church and individuals for the next few months. It's going to take time to build our confidence again, to help people reconnect and heal from the difficult things of this last year. And so we want to just encourage us as a church to find lots of ways of just being together in this next season, of helping us to reconnect with each other and, where necessary, with God, to take time just to be with each other, to listen to each other's stories, to pray together, to eat together, to have fun together, to rebuild relationships. And as we do that, we put God in the very centre, the God who heals, the God who restores, the God who rebuilds. And we'd love to encourage you to think about how you might play your part in that, not just with the people you already know and relate to well, but others in church or in the community who might be more on the fringes, who, you know, might find this transition more challenging than you. Who do you know that you could particularly support and reconnect with? Who might you invite round for a coffee or a barbecue or a walk? How might your life group help others who are not in life groups reconnect or together support others in your neighbourhood? Something for life groups, I hope, to discuss this week. You know, we'll be talking more about this in the coming weeks, but do pray and think about how you might take your part in this season of reconnecting. And if you've got ideas of how to do this, then please share them and offer and organise them. We're all in this together. So it's a season, a time of reflection and replanting, a time of reconnection and recovery. But as I close, I want to finish with a great verse for us to hold on to, which I've been dwelling on too in the last few weeks, from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And the context is that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, finds himself facing a vast army who are just about to attack God's people. And he could easily have felt overwhelmed with what they were facing and be overtaken by fear. But what we see him do in those verses is to first inquire of the Lord. What does God say? And then he proclaims a fast and draws the people together at the temple to worship and praise God and come together. And then he declares this in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are fixed on you. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are fixed on you. And I think that's a really good place to be in this next season, isn't it? To acknowledge that we don't know the way forward. We don't know what it's going to look like. But to fix our eyes on God and trust that the God who has been faithful to us through this last year will lead us on. And as we follow in obedience to his calling, we will see God use us and will see much fruit. Thank you for being the church, our church, in this place. And just let's continue to pray and move forward together under God's leading and God's blessing, fixing our eyes on him. Amen.
Thank you, Dave, for that reflection. And before we race on move into prayers, I'd love us just to dwell in this space. And wherever you are, welcome the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you. And perhaps if you've got a pen and paper to hand. But first receive. Perhaps close your eyes and receive God's love for you. God's pleasure of your perseverance and your endurance over this last year. To receive the thanks that you deserve, that is said over you today for all that you have been over this last year. Receive God's love for you this morning. That may be hard for some of us. Perhaps if you can just say, yes, Lord, that's enough. And as Dave has led us, we're reviewing and giving thanks for the last year. And I want to ask the Holy Spirit to stir in each one of us to perhaps write down on that card one or two things that you are thankful for as a result of the last year. Think back and say, thank you, Lord. There will have been challenges, difficulties, grief, loss. Don't want to dismiss that. But where can we say thank you, Lord? Thank you for carrying us through. Thank you for the Easter resurrection. Come, Holy Spirit. And thirdly, I want to invite you to ask the Holy Spirit, what first small steps might you be able to take to reconnect? I found myself almost unable to think or imagine what it means to reach out to other people. And it struck me only yesterday, oh, I could go and get a game of tennis or to meet someone in a pub. But thinking like that is alien to us. So how might we reconnect? What might the Holy Spirit be saying to you? What is the first step for you? Let's just have a moment as you dwell in that. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us forward. We don't know what to do, but we fix our eyes on you. Amen. Ellie's now going to lead us in our further intercessions.
Lord Jesus, as we reflect on this past year, we just want to take a moment to thank you for all that you've done in our lives and as a church. God, we thank you that we have been able to continue worshipping over this last year, Lord. And even though it's been difficult and strange at times, I thank you for the provision of technology that has meant that we could stay connected to our church community. And we thank you that so many people have viewed the online services, from Malvern across to Australia, to people in different walks of life and in different cultures. Lord, we thank you that your word is accessible for everyone, no matter what stage of life they are at. And God, we thank you so much for the success of Online Alpha and how we have been able to just share your word with people from all over the country. And Lord, we thank you for all of their lives. We thank you for those who have given their lives to you, Lord Jesus, and those who have joined our church since the starting of Alpha. And Lord, we thank you for the Advent calendar of hope and how that touched the heart of so many people, and how we were able to share your word in a normal and understanding way to our friends and family. And God, we thank you for what you've been teaching us about how to worship you, that worship doesn't necessarily have to be singing a song in church, but it can be looking at your creation or spending time with friends and family, that we worship you through everything that we do. God, we thank you for the vaccine program, for how many people have now been vaccinated, and for how this is going to give us a way out of this lockdown so that we can be together again. And we thank you for all those key workers, for the teachers, for the NHS staff, for everybody who has made sacrifices over this last year so that we could be safe. But God, this last year has been really difficult. But we thank you for your peace and your comfort through those difficult times, and especially for those people who are grieving, Lord, that you have been with them. God, we thank you for your provision and for the generosity of this church and for the generosity of many people around the country, Lord. But especially, Lord, we thank you for the Blessings Fund and how we as a church have been able to show a bit of your generosity to those in our community and those across Malvern, Lord. And we thank you for the work of CAP and everything that they're doing, for all of those who are now debt-free because of their work. And we continue to pray for them, and that you would just bring more people to them, Lord. And God, we thank you so much for our youth at St. Andrew's and All Saints, for their joyful spirit, Lord, through difficult times. We thank you that we've been able to continue to meet with them online, over Zoom or in mentoring groups. And we really thank you for the mentoring schemes that we've set up over this last year, and how it has been such a blessing for us to be able to connect more with the youth, but for them also to learn more of God. And we thank you for the new early bird service as well, Lord, that all the work Helen has been doing for that, and just all of the amazing families and children that have been able to be part of that service. And we thank you for the midweek service as well, Lord, and how you're just showing us different patterns of meeting together. If you would like to thank the Lord yourself, I will just pause for a second so that you can reflect on all the different things that you are thankful for over this last year. I'm sure there's so many things that I haven't mentioned, Lord, that I haven't remembered, or maybe I didn't even know about, that we need to be thankful for, Lord. So we just lift all of those things up to you, and we praise your name, and we thank you that we are starting to come back to some normality, that soon we'll be able to worship together through communal sung worship once again. Now we just pray the prayer that you gave us, Jesus. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are the Lion and the Lamb. and help us to know both sides of your nature each and every day. We're coming to the end of this service now, and we'll move into the APCM. So please get onto Zoom. All the details are in the mailing or on the website. Come and join us as a family as we review the year together. But let me finish with a blessing. Almighty God, we thank you for the church. We thank you for each other, and we thank you for our town of Malvern, where we can serve and to bless you and be the kingdom here. And so as we go out today, the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us now and always. Amen. Bless you, and see you in a moment in the APCM.